Tamar from Toronto asks, I attend the Beis Yaakov High School and have been taught there that Yom HaAtzmaut should not be celebrated. I've always wondered why this is so. What is the reason that the Gedolim give for this? At home, my family certainly acknowledge the day and do go to celebrations. So I've always been interested in the reason behind my school's opinion. Okay, if you are talking about celebrating it with special prayers, saying Hallel and so on, most of the Gedolim, headed by the Chazon Ish, said that we have no power today to create new Yomim Tovim, and therefore the whole concept of making a new Yontif today does not apply. Even others who hold that there are circumstances where one could create a new Yontif, like they did Hanukkah and Purim, if the Yontif would fit into the halachic guidelines of a day where there was a danger from life to death, death to life, and Jewish life was saved, then one could make a personal Yontif. They still hold that that's only for individuals and not for the entire Klal Yisrael. Others hold that the day of Yom HaAtzmaut does not fit the criteria at all, because on that day, Jewish life was not saved from death to life, just the opposite. On that day, the War of Independence began, it didn't end. The fact that the State of Israel was proclaimed that day does not fit the criteria of proclaiming a Yontif. There was never a Yontif proclaimed for the day that Yehoshua finished the conquest of Eretz Israel, or even the day that they put up the first temple or the second temple. There wasn't a holiday that was celebrated yearly to commemorate those ideas. Further, there are those that hold that the State of Israel is something that, since it's a secular state and it runs by secular laws, it is a desecration of God's name to call that Israel, as if that represents the Jewish people. There are those that hold that the State of Israel is a very positive thing, even though it's not the kind of state that we would want. But there are positive aspects about it, and there is an idea that Jewish life is safer because there's a place for Jews to go, and at the time that the state was proclaimed, it was a benefit to those refugees who had no other place in the world to go after the Holocaust. And therefore there are positive things, but to create a Yontif and to say Hallel and to do halachic things is not proper. But to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have a State of Israel, even though it's not the kind of state that we would really like, but the benefits of having Torah grow there and the benefits of being able to be have a place of refuge are positive things, and therefore one should have positive feelings towards the establishment of the State of Israel, as well as negative feelings for the type of state that it is and how it's run and so on. And however, to make a Yontif, which is a halachic issue, it doesn't fit the criteria to be able to make a Yontif or to do things that one would do on even a rabbinic Yontif.